Generally, Malawians have reacted that the daughter of the current president, Dr. Lazarus Chakwera, should not take this position, not because she is the daughter of the president, but because the president himself publicly announced that he had not appointed her daughter on any ambassadorial or diplomatic office. After people had access to some information about her appointment, people talked about it to be a nepotic sign of Chakwera's administration. But he refused, after he had gone to London and he came back, he refused that his daughter was not appointed on that diplomatic position. And on the same, he also fired Brian Banda. And Brian Banda is no longer the secretary to him as a press secretary to the State House now.
George, yes. some people are suggesting that if Violet Chakwera is qualified and she is a Malawian citizen, then she should be free to occupy any position in government. What do you say to that?
Exactly. That is true. And even Malawians do believe that. But why did the same president say that he did not appoint the person to the ambassadorial position? If indeed she qualifies, yes. But why did the president say he did not appoint her to the position? Who has appointed her on that position now? That's the argument that Malawians are putting forward. Secondly, if indeed she went through all the processes and procedures for the recruitment of such an office, then it should be a public information. How,
according to the president, he is mandated to appoint envoys or high commissioners to represent him and his government to the rest of the world, and that he did not appoint his daughter. Isn't this enough reason or explanation?
I don't think it is. Maybe from Western language it may be, but from Malawian language it may not be. Because whether Chakwera appointed a Malawian or whether Chakwera appointed his daughter, the answer is the same. It is his daughter. That is the question Malawians are arguing. So it is his daughter. If it was independent body making the appointment other than him, then they would leave that as to Malawian. But because it is him appointing, then the issue of saying he has just appointed Malawian and not his daughter, it doesn't make sense to Malawians, because whether it is a Malawian or his daughter, it is his daughter and he is a Malawian. That's the issue.
So do Malawians want the president to call back her daughter since she officially took her position at the Malawian embassy in London on Friday?
I don't think Malawians are calling, urging Chakwera to call his daughter back. I don't think that's the position of Malawians. But the Malawians just wanted a clear statement. And even if Chakwera would accept that he has appointed his daughter, and his daughter is a Malawian, and she has qualified for that position, if she can make that public and not as a matter of political argument, everyone will understand. But Chakwera is refusing to make the public statement where he can accept that indeed her daughter has been appointed on diplomatic position. At the same time, everyone knows Chakwera is a Malawian and all his children are Malawians or so. No one will argue on the position of whether Chakwera has appointed a Malawian. No one will argue on that one. It is very clear. Chakwera is a Malawian and all his family members are Malawians. No one has an argument over that. At first, he refused to say that he has appointed his daughter. Instead of making a statement clear at that time, that's why now it's a big argument publicly here.
Some people are suggesting that President Chakwera appears to be in a fix because of his criticism of the former president in his administration. Is that the situation on the ground, George?
Yes, that's very true. You know, even Chakwera himself, we had made a statement in parliament when he was the leader of opposition, accusing the former president for appointing his relations to diplomatic offices. He made argument in parliament. And now, why should he feel at a fix now when people are arguing the same as he did with the former president? Why is it an issue to him now? Then if he were very careful, looking at what he argued in parliament when Peter Mutharika was the president, it would be very good at this time for him to make sure that he doesn't step on the same trap that he had set himself ahead of the position that he occupies now.